You're listening to Red Eye on Co-op Radio at CFRO 102.7 FM.
In 2005, the leaders of Canada, the US, and Mexico got together to discuss trade. One idea hatched at this meeting was of a larger unity than that encompassed in mere trade agreements. The three leaders concocted a bold scheme. It was a plan to integrate energy and electricity markets, to jointly police the continent against perceived threats, and to further cut regulations to help businesses make larger profits. The plan was blandly called the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Despite the attempts of the respective governments to downplay the implications of the agreement, opposition has been growing. Now a new documentary about the SPP has come out. It's called You, Me, and the SPP, Trading Democracy for Corporate Rule. Paul Manley is the director, and he's joined me by phone. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Now, what was the impetus for making this film?
Well, really, I kind of stumbled onto it. I was doing a kids summer camp for film and video, and I had gone to the local chapter of the Council of Canadians and wanted to see if they had some money to chip in to do some PSAs on water. And they asked me if I could document one of their presentations about TILMA, the Trade Investment Labor Mobility Agreement, that they were making to a local municipal council over here, and because they wanted to be able to distribute it to other municipal councils and regional districts. And I ended up, I was working on a project in Ontario, and I ended up going to do a little side trip to Ottawa and did some interviews with Maude Barlow and Gordon Laxer and Theresa Healy at the Canadian Labour Congress. And I was, talking to them about TILMA and the SPP, and I was shocked by what I was learning. I had heard about this process. I'd read about what had gone on, about that there was secret meetings or quiet meetings going on in Banff in 2006. And I was shocked at what I was learning and decided to go into it farther. And I came back to Nanaimo and I did a little fundraising. I told people if they gave me $50, I'd put their names in the credits. And I raised enough money to go to the protest in Montebello. And in Montebello, Quebec, I videotaped three masked men with rocks and bottles. And Dave Coles, the Communication, Energy, and Paperworkers Union president, was confronting these men and called them out as police officers. And we yanked the masks off two of the faces while we were videotaping, and a QP photographer took some pictures, and all their boots matched after the false arrest that they went through. And they turned out to be three police officers, Sûreté du Québec police officers, attacking their own line. And I put that on YouTube, but that just shocked me further. I was just really outraged by that whole situation, and really it just furthered my drive to expose this whole secretive agenda and let Canadians know what was going on.
Now, the documentary makes the case that the Security and Prosperity Partnership will affect our quality of life. How will that happen?
Well, one of the things with the Security and Prosperity Partnership is a harmonization of regulatory standards between Canada, United States, and Mexico. And this process is being driven. I mean, this is the brainchild of the Canadian Council of Chief Executives, which is sort of the who's who of the top corporations in Canada, and a lot of them are American corporations that are just subsidiaries here. And they set up, their suggestion was to set up a national North American Competitiveness Council, which is the top 10 corporations of the three countries. So there's 30 corporations there, and it's kind of the who's who of the big pharmaceutical industry. Merck's represented there. The military-industrial complex, General Electric, Lockheed Martin, Walmart, Home Depot, Scotiabank, Chevron, Ford, big insurance companies like Manulife. So these huge corporations, Power Corporation in Canada, are the ones that are making the recommendations on how to harmonize all the regulations and standards between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. So that we're talking about health, safety, environmental, labor standards, and by all accounts, all of these standards in Canada are being lowered. and they're being lowered to the American standard. And, you know, normally we think the Americans have pretty good standards, the Environmental Protection Agency and their Clean Water Act and all these things that have been put in place over decades. But all of those things have been gutted by the Bush administration. While everybody was paying attention to, you know, the war on terror and the war in Iraq, the Bush administration was, you know, running around gutting all of their standards and regulatory processes. So then this whole process of harmonizing between Canada, the United States, and Mexico is a downward trend for standards that protect workers, protect consumers, protect our environment. And it's a race to the bottom. You know, we're trying to, what these people are doing, what these CEOs are doing, is trying to make North America more competitive with China. And China has no standards. You know, it's basically a totalitarian corporatocracy. It's not really a communist regime anymore. And, you know, so we're trying to, they're trying to get us to have more effective trade or competition with China, and China has no standards. So it's going to really, you know, undermine our standard of living here, and that's what it's doing. Just as an example, we've lowered our pesticide standards in Canada so we can have 40% more pesticides on our fruit and vegetables because now we meet the American standard rather than them bringing their standards up to ours. So that whole process is really problematic.
Now your film begins with some random interviews with people on the street. Why did you decide to start the film in that way?
Well, people would ask me what I'm doing. I know lots of activists and, you know, lots of people in the social justice movement, environmental movement, and they would say, well, you know, what have you been up to these days? And I'd say, I was working on a documentary about the Security Prosperity Partnership. Have you heard about it? And nobody had. And, you know, so people that are active, socially active, for the most part hadn't heard of it or had heard something vague about it. They had no idea, you know, how broad the scope of this whole process was. You know, it affects 300 regulatory areas in every ministry of the federal government. So it's huge. And everything from, you know, municipal zoning to broader issues of energy export to integration of our security, military, infrastructure, all these things are included in it. And so I started it off that way because people just don't know. And I think that's really problematic when our government is doing stuff, you know, working just directly with corporations, but not including, you know, labor groups, environmental groups, consumer protection advocacy, citizens advocacy groups, when they get into these agreements on integration.
The film contains interviews with many opponents of the SPP. Did you try to get in touch with any of the advocates?
I certainly did. I spent 18 months trying to get somebody who's a proponent of the SPP to talk to me, and none of them would. They wouldn't come on camera with me. And you know, the government refused to do any interviews with me, and I documented all those refusals, and I used a few examples of them in the film. They didn't want to talk about this, and they've done a really good job of keeping it undercover. I mean, the mainstream media is on board with keeping it tight-lipped. The BCE, which owns the Globe and Mail and CTV and a bunch of other news outlets and Bell Canada, etc., they're one of the North American Competitiveness Council members, right? And the Globe and Mail didn't write anything about the Security and Prosperity Partnership until 2 years after it had started in 2007. And even then, you know, it was very dismissive, talking about how these North American super corridors are conspiracy theories, or, you know, following the Stephen Harper line that this is about nothing more than harmonizing standardization of jelly beans, right? It's infantilizing everything and pretending that it's it's minor, and we should all just go home and forget about it.
Why do you think there's been this kind of silence on this issue?
Because there's been a lot of opposition to trade agreements that only include corporate interests and the bottom line of corporations, which is profit making. You know, we've gone through these processes with the WTO and the Free Trade Area of the Americas, and in all of these different talks, civil society has been left out. So we don't have labor represented. We don't have working people represented. We don't have the environment represented. We don't have health, safety, and public advocacy groups represented. It's all about corporations increasing their profitability. And, you know, where does that money go? It just lines the pockets of CEOs who get massive, you know, multi-million dollar benefits packages for making more money.
Now, with the election of President Obama, there have been some suggestions that the Security and Prosperity Partnership is a dead initiative. Is that a realistic hope?
Well, President Obama said when he was in Ottawa on February 19th, he was asked, what he saw the Canadian relationship, Canadian-U.S. relationship, where it was going in the next 4 years, and he said deeper integration. I asked Philip Chicola, the U.S. Consul General, the same question. He said that the Security and Prosperity Partnership would, you know, was an initiative under the Bush regime, and that they were going to likely change the name of it, but the process of deeper integration would continue. So within the last NAFTA Leaders Summit, the North American Competitiveness Council wasn't invited. They've taken part in every other of these Three Amigos summits since 2005 or 2006. And this time they weren't part of the process, but there was another sort of pre-summit with a bunch of academics who were working out what's being called SPP 2.0. And, you know, on August 12th, the SPP.gov website said that the SPP is no longer an active initiative of the U.S. government. But, you know, this process is continuing, and if you looked at, you know, what the NAFTA Leaders Summit, what came out of it, we're still talking about deeper integration of for energy security and the energy systems. There's still this ongoing process of deeper integration of our military and security infrastructure. And, you know, we've got the Merida initiative in Mexico, where the U.S. military is operating in Mexico as part of the drug war, and the RCMP are involved in that now. We've got these cross-border agreements that were done with the U.S. and Canadian government last February, which say that the Canadian military can go into the United States and the American military can come into Canada in cases of pandemic, civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. A lot of this agenda has already been implemented, and a lot of it's just carrying on under separate initiatives. I think the SPP, you know, became a target. It's a huge overarching agenda, and it's actually a great example of the kind of things that the corporatocracy would like to push through, and the eagerness of our political elites to hop on board with this kind of agenda and just sell out our democratic authority as citizens and the sovereignty of Canada as a country.
Now, I understand you'll be taking the documentary on a tour across Canada, is that right?
Yeah, I'm kicking off the tour October 1st, that's this Thursday, with a screening on Parliament Hill. So I'm going to be screening it in the largest committee room on West Block. It's going to be broadcast on rabble.ca. And we've invited all the members of Parliament and their staff and the public and the media to this event. And then I'm taking it on the road. I'm going all the way out to Newfoundland. I've been invited to every province and territory except for Nunavut. And I'm going to be on the road with it for 6 weeks, I guess. I'm going to be back in BC starting around October 29th, and I'm going to be screening it at Fifth Avenue Cinema in Vancouver on November 5th.
Oh, it sounds like you're going to get to see every nook and cranny in Canada.
Yeah, blasting along.
Okay. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
I've been talking with Paul Manley. He's an independent filmmaker. His most recent documentary is called You, Me, and the SPP, Trading Democracy for Corporate Rule. That film is being shown on a cross-country tour and will arrive in Vancouver in November, as Paul said. To find out more about the film, you can go to manleymedia.com.